2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 2. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Hebrews 12:2. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Psalms 27:4. One thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah, and to inquire in his temple. In Hebrews 12:2, the Greek word translated looking away unto means to look with undivided attention by turning away from every other object. The runners in a race, such as the 100-yard dash, turn away from everything else and look at the goal with undivided attention. In this verse, Paul seems to be saying, Hebrew brothers, do not stand there considering and looking around. You must turn away from everything other than Christ and look to him with undivided attention. The Hebrew believers had to look away from all the things in their environment, away from their old religion and its persecution, and away from all earthly things, that they might look unto Jesus, who is now seated on the right hand of the throne of God in the heavens. Today's reading. The saints of the Old Covenant were only the witnesses of faith, but Jesus is the author and perfecter of faith. The Greek word translated author may also be rendered originator, inaugurator, leader, pioneer, forerunner. If we put all these titles together, we have an adequate definition of Jesus as the author of faith. We need Jesus as the author of faith because, according to our natural man, we do not have any believing ability. We do not have faith by ourselves. The faith by which we are saved is the precious faith that we have received from the Lord. When we look unto Jesus, he as the life-giving Spirit transfuses us with himself, with his believing element. Then, spontaneously, a kind of believing arises in our being, and we have the faith to believe in him. This faith is not of ourselves but of him who imparts himself as the believing element into us that he may believe for us. Hence, he himself is our faith. We live by him as our faith, that is, we live by his faith, not by our own. Jesus is the author and the originator of faith mainly in his life and in his path on earth. The life he lived was a life of faith, and the path he walked was a path of faith. In his life and path he originated faith. Hence, he is the author of faith. Jesus, being the pioneer and the forerunner, has cut the way of faith. His life was a cutting life, a life that cut the way of faith. Wherever he went, it seems that there was a mountain or a river frustrating him. But step after step, he cut the way of faith. If we have this view in reading the Gospels, we will see that the very Jesus who is the originator of faith was always cutting the way of faith, closing the gaps and removing the mountains like the builder of a highway. Since he has cut the way of faith, he is also the pioneer and forerunner on the pathway of faith. As the pioneer and the forerunner of faith, Jesus is also the leader and captain of faith. He has cut the way of faith and, as the forerunner, has taken the lead to pioneer it. Hence, he, as the captain, can carry us through the pathway of faith in his footsteps. As we look unto him as the originator of faith in his life and in his path on earth, and as the perfecter of faith in his glory and on his throne in heaven, he transfuses and even infuses us with the faith that he has originated and perfected. The saving faith is not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8 tells us clearly that the faith through which we were saved is not of ourselves. We have received it as a gift from God. God is the source and giver of faith, and we are the recipients of this divine gift. God has put something into our being that becomes our faith. This is the end of today's morning revival.